You are listening to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos. This year we'll be talking Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are here in Season 6 of the TTPA. We are looking at the Mishnah Elucidated. We're looking at Chapter 5, Paragraph 10, Perek He, Mishnah Yud. We're coming now to some of the coolest Mishnayos in my perek, in my opinion, in this perek, looking at the number 4. And we're talking about the type of temperaments, the types of attitude in a person. Arba mios, midos, be'adam. There are 4 types of attitude, 4 types of temperament of how to look at life, really, in a person. Ha'omer, sheli sheli, v'shel chashalach. Zumidas Beinonis, V'yesh Omrim Zumidas Stone, Sheli Shelach, V'shelcha Sheli, Am Ha'aretz, Sheli Shelach, V'shelcha Shelach, Chasid, Sheli Sheli, V'shelcha Sheli, Russia. So there are 4 levels of attitude of man towards sharing with others. One who says, what is mine, and what is yours, this is a moderate attitude. This person does not want to benefit others, nor does he want them to benefit him, Rav points out. On the one hand, he is selfish, but on the other hand, he makes no demands of others. Just as he would not give away his own hard-earned money to others, he does not expect them to do so for him, as the Meiri points out. Thus, he can be described as moderate, neither righteous nor wicked, as Rashi points out. So obviously not a good attitude to have, but some sages say this is the attitude of stone. Someone who regularly acts in this manner may eventually take it to an extreme and refuse to share his property with others, even if he loses nothing by doing so. This was the behavior of the Sodomites, who lived in a large and fertile region and yet would not let anyone so much as pass through, as Rav points out. The next type of attitude, which is not a good one to have, one who says, what is mine is yours, and what is yours is mine. This is a common person. This is a common person. An Am Ha'aretz, really, someone who is an ignoramus, others would say. He gives to others and takes from them in equal measure. This is the way that society works. One person is willing to help another because he knows that he will be helped in return. Someone with this attitude is called an Am Ha'aretz, which literally means man of the land, but is often used to describe an ignorant, uneducated person. He is a man of the land in the good sense of the term because he sincerely wants his community to function well, but he is also ignorant because he does not know that the ideal behavior is to avoid receiving gifts, as it is stated in Mishlei, one who hates gifts will live, as Rav points out. One who says, what is mine is yours, and what is yours, that is a chassid, that is a pious person. He gives to others and never accepts anything from them. He is called a chassid, a pious person, which is the term for one who goes beyond the letter of the law, as Rav points out. Finally, one who says, what is yours is mine, and what is mine, this is a wicked person. He accepts from others, but does not let them take anything from him, as Rashi points out. So in life, the best attitude to have, the best way of looking at things, of sharing with others, is really saying you could take anything of mine what you want. You could have the shirt off my back. You could come anytime, use my house anytime, use my car anytime, use my items anytime, come take books you want anytime. And what's yours is yours, and that's yours. Don't worry, you keep yours, and you can take mine. This is someone who's very generous in spirit and generous of nature, and this is how we should try to be in life. Someone who is chesed-minded and filled with wanting to help others and do for others and give to others. That's what we should try to do in our own life, to give to others, to be generous with our time, with our resources, with our money, if you have it, and with different capabilities in your life. Join us next time as we talk about 4 levels of character, especially in relation to anger, here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.